Good morning and welcome to HealthWorks. This is Carol Knyer, Way Memorial Community Health Manager. I want to thank you for listening and happy July. I can't believe we're already through June and we're in the first week of July. And all of you know what that means. It's July 4th weekend. Hopefully you'll be safe, enjoying your company and your family and your friends. So on today's show, my guest, we are going to talk about summer fire safety. And my guest is Doug. Okay, now I've been practicing all day for your last name, Badaszewski.
Absolutely correct.
Oh, good. I got it. I'm so excited. But Doug is a lieutenant from the Forest Volunteer Fire Department, which is located in Hawley, correct?
We're just outside of Hawley in Lackawaxen Township in Pike County.
Great. Well, thank you so much for joining me today. Can you tell our listeners a little bit about yourself, about how long you've been a fireman and how much you really enjoy doing this?
Well, sure. Again, my name is Doug Badaszewski from Forest Volunteer Fire Department, which is Station 81 in Lackawaxen Township in Pike County. I've been a firefighter for 4 years, and I have to say it's been a fantastic experience all the way around. My wife, Lena, and I, we moved up here about 10 years ago. I own a small business. I do mold testing and mold remediation. And, my business allows me the time to focus on helping my community at times of the day when many of my colleagues can't. So it's a good situation all the way around.
Well, first, I will thank you again, but thank you for your service because truly it's individuals like you that keep our community safe. Isn't it true our fire departments are ran mostly by volunteers?
They are. Mm-hmm. And in our area, they are run almost exclusively by volunteers, both on the firefighting side as well as on the administrative support side. And, volunteerism is declining in our country, unfortunately. And it's critically important in these times that that people, if they have the inclination, to step up and join. Because I'll tell you, every department in our area would welcome volunteers and would love to have any type of assistance, be it firefighting, administrative work, fundraising, pick one. It's always helpful.
And that's good for individuals to know, because when you think about when people say volunteer for the fire department, they may think that they have to go to every single fire out there for every single call. But like you talked about, there's administrative work. That means that they could be in the office and do, important filing of reports or papers and things like that, correct?
There are all sorts of functions that have to be fulfilled. We have treasury functions, we have secretary functions, paying of invoices, just general upkeep and maintenance of the firehouse. It's not just fighting fires and responding to calls and, getting that adrenaline rush. There's a lot of typical stuff that goes. It's almost like running your own business.
Right.
And in many ways, we've been extremely fortunate. We have a great crew of people, and we work well together, and we run a very, very well organized house. And I'm proud to say it.
Right. And I have to give a shout out to AJ, who works here at our hospital and volunteers. With this company and around, who helped introduce you to me to do the show today. So thank you, AJ, if you're listening out there. So if someone wants to volunteer, how can they call you, or like how would they get the ball rolling for that?
So most fire departments have standard weekly trainings or meetings at their firehouse. So the first thing I always say is just show up. Like on a Tuesday or a Thursday night at our department, someone's always going to be there. If the door is open, public's welcome to stop on in. Other departments might have different rules, but go to their website. They're generally going to have an application or some type of resource on their website, which gives you information if you want to join. There's a phone number. Give somebody a call, or do what I did. I had a small fire at my house, and it was a small electrical issue. I called the fire department. Fire department showed up. They took care of everything. They saved my house. 2 days later, I had a couple of folks walking up my driveway, and I said, oh, it's a safety inspection. It wasn't a safety inspection. They were recruiting me.
Uh-huh.
And that was the best choice I ever made.
Right. Because you mentioned, too, it's like your second family now, correct?
It is. The social benefits of being a part of such a an organization where, you know, people, you know, you're doing it from a selfless perspective. You want to help others. You want to help your community. And you get the, you know, you have the joy and pleasure of doing it with people who want to do the same. So it's been a truly rewarding experience all the way around.
That's awesome. So, you know, when we talk about emergencies and responses, you know, you're a fire department. Obviously, you go out and fight fires. Are there other emergencies that you may go out for that people may call? They call 911 and, you know, they're dispatched to you.
Well, all the time. We have storms. Trees fall down. Trees fall down on wires. Trees block roads. There'll be basement floodings if it's a particularly bad storm. We get called to help our local EMS departments if it's a particularly, you know, difficult issue. And, you know, if it's a very serious matter, we'll get called out to help with setting up a landing zone for medevac helicopters to when they need to take someone to a trauma center. So there's all sorts of things that are kind of outside, like a fire. But, you know, if you're not comfortable, dial 911. That's the first most important thing to do.
Right. And then they do the rest and they contact you and all the other team members out there. So kind of coming back to our topic, 4th of July weekend, you know, we're celebrating Independence Day, you know, oftentimes many of the celebrations during this holiday include fireworks. Can you, you know, kind of tell us, you know, how dangerous are fireworks? You know, are fireworks legal in PA?
Well, first off, I'm not a lawyer, but I did a little research before coming here to talk to you today. And one of the things that I would recommend to everyone listening is to go to the PSP website. And the state police website is a great resource to start and look and see what the rules are and how they apply across the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. Local rules may be different. So like if you live in a community or if you live in a small township, before anything, it's probably best just to check with you know, your locality, your community association, and see what their rules are. In terms of their danger, it's kind of like anything else. You want to make sure that you exercise, you know, due care, be responsible, read the instructions, and, you know, I kind of guess first and foremost, just, you know, think a little bit. It's really important, especially when children are involved, you want to make sure that people are kept a safe distance away, and you want to make sure that you never leave a child unsupervised while utilizing fireworks.
Right. And I'm sure you are always on call, especially, you know, weekends like this, a lot of visitors out with fireworks. Do you get many calls for them?
You know, surprisingly, not that often. We do get the occasional call where fireworks may have started like a small brush fire. But they're, you know, and I'm only talking from a fire response perspective. You know, the ambulance calls are a different story. And, you know, I didn't do too much research on that, but I can imagine that they get called out a fair share more than the fire calls that come out.
Right.
Or something like that.
Exactly. And, you know, a prime example is sparklers. You know, you give them to little kids, you light them up, and they do all their kind of noise and sparkles and all that stuff. But I heard they get really, really hot, correct? And they...
Sparklers do get extremely hot. And they're fun and they're entertaining for children. But, you know, similar to any other type of firework, it's important to remember. And again, read the instructions. Make sure there's an adult nearby that are supervised. Make sure you do it in an open place, never indoors. And it's always a good idea to have, you know, either a hose, a garden hose, or a bucket of water, something nearby.
Right.
But again, just safety. A little bit of common sense. A little bit of common sense goes a long way.
Right. And that's the same thing for like barbecue safety and fire pits. You know, we like to gather outside. You know, it's a big barbecuing weekend, right? The weather's going to be beautiful. What about barbecue safety? Because I do the barbecuing at my house, and so I know when I turn my barbecue on, I light it, I make sure my cover's up, you know, I make sure my tank is okay, all of these things. What recommendations do you give for individuals?
Well, some of the simple ones Make sure you keep, if you have just a regular grill, be it propane or charcoal, make sure you keep it a safe distance from your house. We do get calls, actually, where the grill is placed too close to the house and it starts to melt the siding off of the house or something a little more, mm-hmm. Invasive. So there's just the fact of just distance helps. You mentioned a really important one. If you have a propane grill, make sure that the connections are tightened up and done properly so that you don't have a leak. And again, when you grill, when you barbecue, do not leave that grill unattended.
Right.
That's a big no-no. Mm-hmm. It's always good to stay close by.
I will say I've burned a couple of burgers and lamb chops, especially lamb chops, because they're so high in fat that, you think you're okay and you're not. Mm-hmm. All of a sudden you turn around and whoo, and grease, right? Keep your barbecue clean. Is that another important thing?
That's another important thing. And it's always a good idea to know where your fire extinguishers are in your home,
mm-hmm.
and to have an appropriate type of fire extinguisher for the type of fire that may happen.
Right.
So there are different grades of fire extinguishers. Mm-hmm. A, B, and C is kind of like the most common. So if you have a nice multi-rated ABC fire extinguisher, it's going to put out most of the fires in your home. The type of extinguisher that we would also recommend for people who cook with grease or are in greasy conditions, it's called K. K is for kitchen, and it puts out grease fires. So those are nice things to have around. And if you have one, make sure you read the instructions and know how to use it.
Right.
Because that's something else that people don't quite realize, is that without practice or without paying attention, when it comes time to use it, it's good to know in advance.
Right.
So you don't waste those critical moments.
Right. And then speaking, we're talking about a lot about outside and outside fires, but even inside the home, right? How important are smoke detectors, and how often do you need to check the batteries and making sure they're working?
Well, the old standby is when you change the clocks, make sure you check the batteries in your smoke detectors. I've heard a rumor that we're going to do away with daylight savings time at some point. So in any event, twice a year, or at least once a year, you should check all of the batteries and all of your smoke detectors. Smoke detectors also have an expiration date. That's something that many folks don't realize. And at the outside, the extent of the duration is about 10 years that they're good for. The sensors go bad. And, I'll tell you from personal experience, and by personal experience, I mean, I've been called out with our fire department to false alarms, and false alarms are fine. We show up all the time.
Right.
If your fire alarm goes off or your smoke detector goes off, we're coming. Don't worry about it. But oftentimes it's because the smoke detectors themselves have just simply aged out and are sending bad alarms.
Mm-hmm.
So it's useful to check them.
Right. Right. And I know we were just at the safety fair and the Red Cross was there, and they give out free smoke detectors for homes. They can contact the Red Cross, out there. And I know they will work with families too that may not be able to afford a smoke detector. But I learned that at our child safety fair. So literally, we only have like less than 2 minutes left. Real quick question. When it comes to fire pits and outside, how important is it to be careful? We're getting into like a dry stretch right now. And, there's dried leaves around. We live in the country. We live in where there's a lot of trees and pine trees and dry needles. So what's simple guidelines when someone has a fire pit and they have people around, but they want to run downtown to the store for real quick? What should they do?
Well, again, don't never leave a fire unattended. If you have to leave, put it out. Wet it down as much as you can. Bury it with dirt. Be 100% certain that fire is not going to rekindle. If you do have a fire pit, make sure it's in a safe area. Clean out any debris that's around your fire pit. Make sure you have a hose or a couple buckets of water nearby. And never, ever, ever start an outdoor bonfire with gasoline.
Okay. If they heard anything today, that is probably one of the important things, is never use gasoline to start a fire, right? Because it's just not safe, not at all. So, Doug, unfortunately, we are out of time. I want to thank you so much. Your fire department again, if you want to kind of promote that.
Forest Volunteer Fire Department, Station 81 in Pike County, Pennsylvania. Carol, thank you very much for having me.
You're welcome, and have a safe and happy 4th of July with you and your family.
You as well.
Again, this is Carol Kinnear, Wayne Memorial Community Health Manager. Thank you for listening, and have a great day.